Mr. Jay Anderson and Dave Tierstig. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David. David, by the way, is the manager for the Grand Marais Recreation Area. And you guys had a park board meeting.
The monthly meeting.
That was yesterday.
First Tuesday of the month.
And let's talk about a couple of things. I know one of the things you were going to do was look at bike trail tent sites. Tell me, how many of them are there and why would you want to change the rates?
Well, they are. There's approximately seven of them. They're along the state bike trail on our northern boundary between Highway 61 and the interior of the park. And they're special sites. They're a little smaller than the average site. You can't park your vehicle on site. So they're, I think, targeted to the bikers, to the overnight explorers. And we haven't had a lot of success selling them at the going rate of a standard tent site. They come in handy as overflow sites. But again, as I say, you can't park your vehicle there, and we'd like to present a wider range of sites and pricing on those sites. So I presented a memo to the board reducing the price on those by $5 a night, and they thought that a reasonable idea, and we've got a new class, a new price for bike trail tent sites.
So these are bicycles?
No, they're along the bike trail.
Yeah, I know, but for bicycles, not for like Harleys.
Oh, right. Bicycles.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you can park your bicycle. It's the site's big enough for that.
Okay. Yes, and they're actually beautiful in the pines. There's some big mature spruce and pine trees there that may be a little sappy to lean your bike up on, but there's a picnic table and a grill you can make use of. And they're great sites. They're just not as big and car friendly as the rest of the tent sites. So these are new class of sites, bike trail tent sites.
So speaking of the bike trail, leads me to the next question. Community connection proposals
right.
Just that neighborhood.
Down the trail, a little bit to the east of there, is the corner of the park, the northeast corner, we call it, adjacent to the North House Folk School, Highway 61. It's a busy, busy area. The state bike trail is there. Our park is there. Our marina is there. And we'd like to really make that a welcoming connection, a community connection. This came out of the master plan. It is a star right now on the map as far as a concept. And we are in the process of the selection of A&E firms, architecture and engineering firms, to lead a planning process that would result in a design with some construction documents associated with it.
Have any takers?
Excellent response on an RFP, a request for proposal we put out in March. It was due, proposals were due the 25th. Got a table full, 10 of them, 10 firms, excellent firms. They were considered last night by the park board, and we got it down to four. Top four are going to be invited in for interviews. Mid-month, there'll be a park board work session. I believe we scheduled the 18th. I've got to confirm that date. But, yeah, we need to now interview these firms and get a real feel for who we want to be leading this.
So when we talk to you again next month, we may have a decision?
You know, it's not a hasty process by any stretch. We might take our time on the decision. We might make that decision at the park board meeting in May. We might make it at the work session this month. But as soon as we do, we'll let everyone know. We've got some other things to take care of as well.
One of them being public access upgrade. DNR is going to actually do something with you on that?
Well, that's another one we looked into as a capital improvement. It made our list. I made some contacts with the DNR, and they are willing to work with us, maybe might be willing to work with us in a 12-month window. So very non-committal response from the DNR. They're obviously in funding situations.
And explain what the public access is. It's a dock for boats?
Oh, yeah. It's
what?
A boat launch.
Yeah.
Down by the dog pound, we call it the point, the south, be the southwest, you know, southeast, I guess, of the park. Anyway, beautiful public access to Lake Superior.
But it needs work.
Yes and no. No, it's certainly getting by. It's got two newer docks, actually, thanks to the DNR. We've been working with the DNR on this project for several years. First, we needed new docks, and we've got those. The concrete pad itself for launching boats is just fine for the average 18 or 20-foot sport boat that is going out. So it's actually one of the most busy ramps on the lake and very popular ramp. So it's, you know, functioning and will continue to function. We just look for longer range upgrades to accommodate perhaps a bigger boat.
So I understand somebody's going to crash a plane into your harbor.
Well, if you haven't already heard it, the Emergency Services Conference is coming. end of the month, folks. I know the county, Jim Wienanen, is spearheading a training day, or actually a long weekend, I believe, a Friday, Saturday, 29th and 30th of April. They're taking over the park. The park will be used as a training ground for this airplane crash simulation. We can hardly wait. I'm, you know, working closely with Jim on this as far as logistics and staging and pedestrians, and I think it's going to be fun. I think are inviting spectators down. We want to simulate that sort of Gawker effect of a
sure that would happen
disaster. Yeah. Yeah, there's, I don't know if they're going to pay somebody to be the crazy to run around hysterical, but it's going to be a big day.
It depends on what it pays. You know, I could volunteer.
Well, true. They will have volunteers.
There are. Now, this is a fuselage that some organization uses for this kind of training. Right?
Yeah.
So they're actually going to park it on the beach.
Not so much the beach, but back by the utility area.
Okay.
Off the beach, but at the end of the road, at the, you know, where the old power plant used to be.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's a nice stable open area for this kind of training, and then there's the associated pavilions, and you know, the I believe the rec hall is going to be used for a
so triage. all of the emergency responders and these guys, fire, police, the whole shot are going to be there working on this.
I think everyone with a radio, as I've heard. So it's going to be a huge event, huge scene.
And we've never done one of these. Like, I mean, we've had plenty of these training sessions, but I don't think they've ever done an airplane.
Not the airplane. Nope. This is a big one.
Well, you'll be a busy man.
Yep. April is really picking up. It's going to end in a bang, and then it's May, and we're open for business.
Right. When is?
May 1st.
May 1st, really?
Historically, like on the brochure, May 1st, the water's on. We're always open. But we'll have the water on, bathhouses open, hopefully in time for this emergency event. The 29th is a Friday. May 1st is a Sunday.
Let's hope you don't have to plow snow.
Well, we've still got the plow in the truck.
Good planning. We've been talking with Dave Terstig. He's the park manager for the Grand Marais Rec Park. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you in a month.
Thank you.